You've reached roadside assistance. My name is Caitlin. I'm one of the supervisors that's on tonight. How can I assist you?
How are you doing? I was calling because I need roadside assistance. Mm-hmm. And he's saying he can't find my policy.
All right. Can I go ahead and have the telephone number that you were setting your ticket up with?
Lord. Jesus, I don't know it by heart. And I'm looking for my damn key.
I'll just try and go ahead and get you a new ticket set up. Can you spell your first and last name for me?
Vanessa. Vanessa Hill.
All right. And we're going to use that telephone number of
904-894-8893. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to need a member ID, contact, or policy number, or full VIN number for us to be able to pull your information up with.
I don't have the VIN number. I gave it to him, and
VIN number either, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Could you call him and get? I just left my truck because I've been sitting there for a whole hour waiting to get somebody on the phone.
Okay, I did see he notated it down here, but that VIN's not pulling anything up.
That's the problem. We have a policy, and I don't know.
No.
I'm getting aggravated, and I pay my insurance.
Completely understand, but we just go by what the system tells us. Doesn't look like there's any previous tickets for us to go by as far as to pull any information from.
Well, I haven't had a tow in probably a couple of years. That's why.
Yeah, the only other thing I'm going to be able to try is that member ID number if you have it.
I don't. Hold on, let me look at my phone.
Okay.
Just a second, let me go to my email so that's how I get my receipt. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to say. It might be in a damn truck. Oh, up under the fucking hood. I'm coming, ma'am. I'm looking for the email.
You're fine.
I'm going there, y'all. Okay, I don't have it now.
Okay. Maybe somebody in the claims department of your insurance company. Maybe they can. Now, are you a Mercury customer or who is your policy with?
Acceptance Insurance.
Acceptance. Okay.
In Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah. Definitely reach out to Acceptance. See if they have, if somebody's open in their claims department. Maybe you can speak with somebody there and just get your information so you can give us a call back and we can go from there.
Yeah, but they're not 24 hours. And my truck is
the claims department is
okay, my truck is in front of a gas station pump.
Okay.
And they want me to move it or they're going to tow it. So basically, since y'all can't find the policy with the VIN number, I don't want to be charged if they tow my truck tonight. You get what I'm saying?
Correct.
So
do you want me to continue with out-of-pocket expense on our side and you can pay?
Yes, because I pay my insurance every month. There's two vehicles. There's a Chevy Impala and my Tahoe. I've been with the company for 10 years. I've never had this issue, and I know y'all are short staff. I don't know if it's your computers, but we pay our insurance, period. It's automatic, deducted from the account.
That's what I was saying. I might could try that policy number and see if it will pull up with that. But
we
can go ahead, continue with out-of-pocket expense, and then you can keep your receipts for reimbursement consideration. It is asking for the service address as it appears on your membership documentation.
Okay, it's 9801 Old Bay Meadows Road, apartment 116, Jacksonville, Florida, 32256. Again, 9801 Old Bay Meadows Road. Okay. Apartment 116.
And what is the year, Mike, model, and color of the disabled vehicle?
2001 Chevy Tahoe, and it's blue.
And it just won't crank up?
Well, the alternator's gone. I've already tried to get it crunk. I've even went and got the battery recharged, and it's not the battery, it's the starter.
Okay.
And I've been on hold for a whole hour waiting on somebody to answer the phone.
Yeah, we do have quite a few people in our call queue.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just frustrated because now if my truck gets stolen and it's not there in the morning, I'm going to be really pissed.
We're going to go ahead and get it set up to be towed tonight for you. Do you know, will that vehicle still shift into neutral?
Yes, but wait a minute. Yeah, it'll shift into neutral, but I thought I'm not going to be at the vehicle because I've been trying to get it crunk for the last 2 or 3 hours. I'm tired and I have to be to work at 8 in the morning. So I'm not going to be there when they get there.
Okay. It just says keys must be present with the vehicle to have it towed. You don't have to be there, but keys will need to be hidden somewhere.
So just call me and I'll have my son bring them.
Okay, and we're going to use that telephone number to reach you out of 904-894-8893?
Yes.
All right, and his name?
Tell him the keys will be at the gas station with the Tivoli.
Okay. Gas station with attendant, and then I just have to have you guys verbally agree if anything happens from the time you left it till the time our tow truck gets there, we're not held responsible, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, and then what's the address or name of the gas station that it's currently at?
What's the gas station?
76. Kings Road and Division.
Kings Road and Division.
That's Kings Road and Canal.
Oh, no, Kings Road and Canal, I'm sorry.
You said yep. Burnett?
No.
Sorry.
It's a 76 gas station,
mm-hmm.
Kings Road, KINGS, and Canal Street.
Okay, I see North Canal, and then I see it's right next to the 23.
What are you talking about, the bar?
No, like a Route 23 looks like there's a King's Liquor across the street and a Dollar General behind the
that's
gas station.
That's
okay,
that's
just
it.
Wanted to make sure. And then what address were you wanting to have that taken to? The residence?
412 West 23rd Street.
Okay.
Jacksonville, Florida, 32206, in front of my parents' house.
And just to confirm, that was going to be 412 West 23rd Street, Jacksonville?
Yes. Florida 32206.
All right. So once we disconnect, I'm going to go ahead and start calling around to get you a quote. Once I do have one, I'm going to give you a call right back, and then we can go from there, okay?
A quote for what?
For your tow. I said we could continue with out-of-pocket expense, and you can keep those receipts for reimbursement consideration. That's our only way to continue.
Yeah, but I don't have... Let me add a climb back to the front.
Do you think maybe you could put it into neutral and roll it into a parking space and let them know that you're going to call back tomorrow and have that get it towed? And then maybe you could be able to reach out to acceptance?
They won't open until Monday.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. This is so not happening.
Well, let me
I don't know.
This. I'm just going to call around and get you
what
a quote.
I need somebody. Oh, but I'm climbing across the seat. Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to call around just to get you a quote, give you
uh-huh.
a call back. If you want to continue with it, we can definitely do that. If not, then we can wait. But that way you'll have that option if you want it, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll be getting back in touch with you here soon.
Thank you.